Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 19, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Fabric partners with MindDXM. Fabric has collaborated with MindDXM to provide an environment where companies can exchange data, foster innovation, and enhance information sharing capabilities. Lloyds Bank partners with Fiserv. UK-based retail banking company Lloyds Bank has partnered with US-based provider of payments and financial services technology Fiserv. Tuum partners with Paymentology. Tuum has partnered with Paymentology to launch a pre-integrated card payment processing and core ledger service, aimed at the European and Middle East markets. Payflow obtains 20 million euros from BBVA Spark. Spain-based fintech Payflow has obtained 20 million euros after signing an agreement with BBVA Spark in a bid to expand its financial super app. Saxo Bank partners with MasterCard. Denmark-based Saxo Bank has announced its partnership with MasterCard in order to implement open banking payments in its investment platforms. Huawei launches Wendy. Australia-based Huawei has launched Wendy, a tool that allows users to view all their subscription expenses. Bank of America launches its CashPro supply chain solutions. Bank of America has announced the launch of its CashPro supply chain solutions in order to provide the benefits of digitalization to participants of a supply chain. Oracle augments payments and transaction banking in the cloud. Oracle has expanded its Oracle Banking Cloud services to help banks quickly launch comprehensive transaction banking offerings. Ant Group introduces 10 Asian e-wallets to mainland China. Ant Group has welcomed 7 new e-wallets and 5 payment apps from Asia to the Alipay Plus in China program. Stripe launches new features to its checkout suite. US-based payments processor Stripe has launched new features to its checkout suite in order to increase users' revenue by optimizing the payments processes. Xprizo enables fund withdrawals using M-Pesa. iGaming fintech platform Xprizo has partnered with payments provider M-Pesa to enable its customers to withdraw funds using M-Pesa directly into their Xprizo wallet. Centrelink launches Facets. US-based Centrelink has launched Facets, a solution that allows US financial institutions to improve fraud models and onboarding flows. New Zealand banks take scam preventing measures. A series of banks from New Zealand have revealed that they will introduce new measures to prevent scams targeted at their customers. HAYVN partners with Hilbert to expand asset management offerings. Switzerland-based financial institution HAYVN has partnered with Hilbert Group to grant the former's clients direct access to Hilbert's asset management product suite. Malta to change crypto guidelines for MiCA. Malta's Financial Services Authority, MFSA, plans to change the country's crypto guidelines to align with the EU markets in crypto assets, MiCA, regulation. Ant Group adds 10 e-wallets from the Alipay program into China. Ant Group has introduced 10 mobile wallets already used across Asia to the Chinese mainland through the Alipay Plus in China, A Plus China, program. The move comes in preparation for the Hangzhou Asian Games. Tuum and Paymentology announce strategic partnership. Tum and Paymentology have announced a strategic partnership which aims to introduce a comprehensive, pre-integrated card payment processing and core ledger solution for the European and Middle East markets. MasterCard and Saxo Bank team up for open banking account feature. MasterCard and Saxo Bank have announced a partnership to facilitate open banking payments into customers' investment accounts. CGI All Payment Solution now offered through Microsoft Azure. CGI, NYSE, GIB, TSX, GIB. A, today announced the availability of CGI All Payments, a flexible cloud-ready enterprise payment solution, in the Microsoft Azure Marketplace, an online store providing applications and services for use on Azure. The availability of CGI All Payments on the trusted Microsoft Azure Marketplace delivers the flexibility needed by clients to streamline purchase, deployment and management of CGI's industry-leading solution. Intesa San Paolo and Nexi unveil soft POS solution in Italy. Intesa San Paolo and Nexi present soft POS, an innovative solution that allows merchants to use their smartphones and tablets to accept payments made by their customers using contactless cards from the main schemes, Pago Bancomat, Bancomat Pay, Visa, VPay, Maestro, MasterCard, and via digital wallets, e.g. Google Pay, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay and Huawei Pay. HSBC launches digital trade finance solution. HSBC today announced the launch of HSBC TradePay, an industry-first, document-free trade finance solution that enables clients to instantly draw down trade loans and pay suppliers. Devito launches pair of payments analytics tools for merchants. Checkout finance provider, Devito, today launches two new product capabilities, Devito Analytics and Split Capability, allowing merchants to have greater understanding and flexibility over their checkout finance experience. Finmont incorporates AI solution for travel payments. Global payment orchestration platform, Finmont, is utilizing advanced AI to optimize travel payments by determining the optimal payment route and payment method. Libra Internet Bank taps Temenos for cross-border payments. Temenos, 6, Tem, today announced that Libra Internet Bank, one of the most innovative banks in Romania, has selected Temenos to modernize its payments capabilities using Temenos Payments to facilitate ISO 20022 cross-border payments and reporting, SWIFT CBPR Plus, on the SWIFT network. Libra will leverage Temenos' composable, scalable platform to add other payment rails in future, bringing them together in a single, efficient platform. This will support the bank's growth plans to double payments volumes over the next 5 years. Tipalti secures EMI license and expands solution across EU. Tipalti, the leading finance automation platform, today announces the launch of a fully localized solution for the European market, along with a recently granted electronic money institution, EMI, license from De Nederlandsche Bank, DNB. DKK Partners closes 3 million pre-seed round. DKK Partners, a leading frontier markets fintech company which specializes in emerging markets, M, and foreign exchange, FX, liquidity has announced the successful closing of their pre-seed funding raise, totaling 3 million, prior to Series B set to take place at the beginning of 2024. Vodeno unveils new chairman and CEO. Vodeno, a leading European banking as a service, BaaS, provider, today announces the appointment of Philip McHugh as chairman and Noah Sharp as CEO. McHugh and Sharp will steer Vodeno's next phase of growth and continue the company's momentum, with more than 30 BaaS projects delivered or in development, and new investors, NatWest Group and the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, EBRD, confirmed in recent months. FCA finds no proof of debanking politicians in initial findings. A report published today by the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has found no proof that politicians' bank accounts are being closed as a result of their political views. In 2023, real-time payments expanding across the globe. In a recent podcast, Payments Journal talked with experts from different parts of the payments world to discuss how real-time payments are proceeding throughout the world, and particularly in the United States and Australia. Trade Ledger announces new bank solution. UK-based Trade Ledger has announced its plans to launch a new solution integrating Microsoft Azure OpenAI service. Libra Internet Bank partners with Temenos. Romania-based Libra Internet Bank has announced its partnership with Temenos in order to provide cross-border payments and facilitate ISO 20022. HSBC launches a digital trade finance solution. UK-based financial services company HSBC has launched a document-free digital trade finance solution named HSBC TradePay. Intesa Sanpaolo partners with Nexi. Intesa Sanpaolo and Nexi have launched Soft POS in Italy, allowing merchants to use their smartphones to accept payments from customers using contactless cards and digital wallets. Revolut launches Rev Tags to challenge SWIFT. Revolut has launched Rev Tags, a global payment solution addressed to businesses, in a bid to disrupt SWIFT. Finmont determines optimal payment route and method with AI solution. Payment orchestration platform Finmont has augmented travel payments by using an advanced AI solution to determine the optimal payment route and method. Cvos 2023. Visa and Swift team up to boost global B2B money movement. Swift and Visa have moved to strengthen the connectivity between their networks in a move designed to streamline international B2B payments. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.